The flow of refugees and migrant children from Central America making their way to the United States shows no signs of letting up, despite the dangers of the journey, according to UNICEF. Unaccompanied children, as well as parents traveling with young children, are easy targets for the powerful crime syndicates that control parts of the migrant routes. Christophe Boulierac is the spokesperson for UNICEF.
Every month, thousands of children from Central America risk being kidnapped, trafficked, raped, or killed as they make their way to the United States to seek refuge from brutal gangs and poverty.
Jeremy from Guatemala recently attempted the journey. He had been on the road for days, walking and hitching rides, when Mexican police detained him, then sent him back.
Tengo 17 años.
I am 17. I had a bad time on the way from my home to the border. I went north because there's no work where we live.
In the first 6 months of 2016, close to 26,000 unaccompanied children were apprehended at the U.S. border with Mexico, the agency says. Those without an attorney are more likely to be deported. About 40% have no representation. For some children, deportation might end up being a death sentence. UNICEF has expressed concern for these expedited removals and is also alarmed that mothers and children are held in detention centers. The causes of migration must be addressed, UNICEF underscores, calling for efforts to be made to tackle communal and criminal violence in the countries of origin. Cynthia is from Honduras.
I know Honduras can change if we were helped. I know that there has to be an opportunity for us young people. We need to work. We need someone to lend us a hand and not be all talk. We need someone who is going to make a difference and give us a helping hand.
Some of the children never make it as far as the U.S. border, and hundreds of refugees and migrants die every year in the harsh environment along the U.S.-Mexico border. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.